We know that almost half of all U.S. marriages now end in divorce, and a recent study from the University of Michigan's Population Studies Center takes a look at how divorce impacts health insurance coverage. Who stays insured? Who doesn't? Bridget Lavelle is a Ph.D. candidate at the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy, and she's also the study's lead researcher. So, Bridget, we know you use data from the Census Bureau. You looked at health insurance coverage before and after divorce. What did you find?
This research project finds that many women lose health insurance coverage in the months following divorce. For example, at 6 months after divorce, we estimate that between 15 and 20% of women have lost their insurance.
So it's women who are losing insurance, and they stay uninsured.
That's right. This is not just a short-term disruption. Women's rates of health insurance remain depressed for nearly 2 years after divorce, which is as long as we can test in the data that we're using.
Yeah. Now, are these largely women who were covered by their husband's coverage? Is that why they're losing it?
Women with the highest risk of losing insurance are those insured through a husband's employer before divorce. Roughly one in four of these women become uninsured in the months following divorce. But other women also lose coverage. Past research shows that many women experience a substantial decline in economic well-being after divorce, which makes a lot of options for health insurance coverage unaffordable.
Right, so they can't pay for it. And we should say, we know that there are going to be men listening who say, I'm the one who went into poverty after divorce. I'm the one who, because of the settlement that I had to pay, I'm the one who had to lose my insurance. We know that there will be stories like that.
We didn't look at men in our study, but we know that fewer men experience major economic losses after divorce. Men are also less likely than women to be insured through a spouse's insurance policy. So for both of these reasons, the risk of insurance loss after divorce is probably substantially less for men.
There are stats about women and divorce and poverty. In a recent study, women who were divorced were much more likely than recently divorced men to be in poverty, 22% to 11%. And it sounds like, you know, part of that path to poverty might be because they don't have health insurance, meaning that they have to spend money on health care. But why can't women who can't afford their own insurance or a drop from their husband's coverage, why can't they go on public insurance, Medicaid?
Right. In many states, childless adults are not eligible for Medicaid at all, and parents are usually eligible only at very low income levels. Currently, the average Medicaid eligibility level for parents is roughly 90% of the federal poverty line.
Yeah.
This means that a single woman with two children would need to earn less than $16,000 per year to qualify for Medicaid in many states.
So these women are just a little bit too above the poverty threshold to qualify for public insurance. A study in the American Journal of Epidemiology in 2002 also found that stressful events like a divorce were associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. So what does your research say, if anything, about the health of a woman after a divorce when, as your statistics show, she's more likely to lose her coverage?
The loss of insurance coverage definitely puts a woman's health at risk. Past research has found that uninsured women frequently worry about getting sick and about whether they'll be able to see a doctor, to afford medications, or to pay medical bills if they do. And we know that stress is bad for health. Being uninsured also means women are less likely to go to the doctor for checkups or to get medical care when they do get sick.
So, Bridget Lavelle, what do you hope happens with your research?
I'd like to take another look at this topic after healthcare reform goes into effect. I think nothing in the Affordable Care Act targets this problem specifically, but I think it should still help quite a bit.
Well, if states have, for instance, pools of the uninsured who can then purchase insurance at a lower rate, this might be something that would impact women who've been divorced and lost their insurance.
That's right. The health reform law provides subsidies for anyone who needs economic help paying for health insurance coverage, including divorced women during the time when they are struggling financially.
Bridget Lavelle is a Ph.D. candidate at the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy, and she led a study on the impact of divorce on health insurance coverage and found that women in particular tend to lose their coverage after divorce. Bridget, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.